Far-right e-girls. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, I saw a very interesting video recently by a chap who I've had on this channel called Richard the Fourth on the subject of what we will call far-right e-girls. That is to say, those that are, you know, based, as it were, those that are red-pilled, but are also female, and are prominent in so being, are internet celebrities, as it were, for being far-right e-girls. And he noted examples of how they don't tend to practice what they preach. They don't tend to be congruous with what they're espousing. They're espousing that people should be trad wives and get married and make bread for their husbands and be all modest and feminine. But in reality, they're not really like that at all. They're quite aggressive. They're quite masculine. I was having some interesting correspondence the other day online with a chap who said he'd noted that all of the women of this kind with whom he'd corresponded, in general, you know, that you either weren't, did not practice what they preached, i.e. in particular, they were quite sexually modern, shall we say, or they were just seriously, seriously damaged people who had been physically and sexually abused as children. Now, all of this makes a great deal of sense in terms of the psychology. And Richard the Fourth did not look at the psychology of these e-girls, so that is what I want to look at today. The psychology of e-girls, the kind of women who become far-right e-girls. Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you possibly subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube and leave a like and hit the bell and leave a comment for the algorithm and so forth? I'm most violently grateful if you do that. But could you also subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all of those base stuff I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put films I make, all kinds of malarkey, and if you like what I do, you can support me with the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, far-right e-girls. I should say, I have nothing against a lot of people that might be seen as far-right e-girls. In fact, I regard quite a few of them as friends. But I just want to look objectively and neutrally at what the available research would imply about them. A lot of men will, far-right men as it were, will simp for these far-right e-girls, will even imagine that they might be the most wonderful wives, that they shouldn't marry a normie. No, they should try and find themselves a far-right e-girl. I want to disavow them of this idea. So, let's have a look at it then. There are modal differences between male and female psychology. Men are higher in psychopathy, that is to say, in being antisocial, and in related aspects of being mentally unstable, in particular, extreme anger, negative feelings of that kind. But men are broadly, they are higher in psychopathy. Men are higher in autism. And indeed, autism is considered the extreme male brain as is associated with testosterone. Men are high, they like systematizing, they like order, and there's a degree to which autistics, of course, they don't like change. With regard to the psychopathy, that means you like upsetting people and offending people, you're happy to be different, you're happy to irritate people, and indeed, you're perfectly happy to take risk. You enjoy, you get off on risk and danger. Now, the key trait that seems to predict being far right among men and women is psychopathy. If you are high in psychopathy, you are more likely to be attracted to the alt-right, according to the available studies. And clearly this makes sense, because in a left-wing society, in a society that is broadly woke and is still dominated by woke, even though things may slowly be changing, to be attracted to the far right, you've got to be attracted to danger. You've got to be attracted to upsetting the blue-pilled twits, the NPCs. You've got to kind of enjoy things like that. And so therefore, you are attracted to the far right. As I said, I would think other factors would probably be involved as well, but that is the key factor, elevated psychopathy. Psychopathy, by the way, correlates at about 0.5 with other dark triad traits, such as narcissism, particularly the disorder of narcissism. This is the idea that you really, really crave and desire adoration and praise, and you are highly entitled, and you act in such a way to get it. And in a certain niche, narcissism, although broadly is narcissism is associated with being left-wing, because, of course, if you uber-social conform, then people will praise, and virtue signal, then people will praise you and you will get narcissistic supply. But it's perfectly conceivable that if you combined the desire for narcissism with psychopathy, then you'd have the desire for danger plus the rewards of narcissism, and this could allow you to eke out a place on the far right. There's Machiavellianism. Again, you're more likely to get power on the left. It's being power hungry and entitled, but it's possible you could get it on the far right. And there's histrionic disorder. That's that you are. This is mainly a female thing. That you are highly attention seeking. You love being the centre of attention, and you're highly emotionally dysregulated. Now, all of these traits are going to be, with the exception of histrionic disorder, are going to be lower among women. So as a rule, women on the far right will be outliers. They will be psychologically unusual. They will be probably more likely to have these aspects of personality disorders and to perhaps be mentally unstable than would be the case among a lot of women on the far left. Certainly women in prominent positions on the far left. Now let's break it down. What's going to make a woman, specifically a woman, attracted in a context? Remember, women are more socially conformist than men. Women do not like danger as much as men. Women like fitting in. They are evolved so to do. And they are evolved because they are adapted to be part of harems in which they find allo parents, other women who will allo parent their children. They have to have a relationship of complete equality with these allo parents. So therefore, they tend to be in favour of equality, which is a left-wing kind of idea. And they are very against harm, because they have to look after children. So they tend to be in favour of harm avoidance, which is another left-wing idea. So what, therefore, would persuade a woman to become involved in the far right? Well, the first thing, I think, is simply you're going to get some people that are the remnant normal population from pre-industrial times. So those people are going to be, for genetic reasons, because all of these traits are highly genetic, they're going to be high in religiosity, they're going to be high in conservatism, and they are going to simply be congenitally resistant to left-wing ideas. But there is no reason why women like that would want to be eager, right-wing e-girls, would want to be the centre of attention, would want to be famous, would want to be well-known. Added to that, it may be that there are some women that have these kinds of traits, but also are high in elements of autism. So basically, they just hate change. Or that there may be lower order traits that they are high in. They are specifically high in religiosity or specifically high in ethnocentrism. And so therefore, they are attracted for that reason to the far right. Add to that a burning dislike of change in the form of autism, or add to that even some psychopathic traits, so that they have harsh social attitudes and harsh attitudes towards criminals and things like that, then you can see why these kinds of women would be attracted to the far right. But they're not necessarily going to be attracted to being the centre of attention, to being a far right e-girl. That brings us in to a very different kind of female. So these kinds of females that are prepared to go public, I mean, these females are taking an extreme risk. They are potentially wrecking their careers. They are potentially wrecking their lives. They are having to deal with all of the consequences of being a dissident. Those women we can expect to be far more elevated in traits such as psychopathy, because that would be the only thing that would explain why they were prepared to take such a risk, of danger and damaging things happening to them. They would have to be elevated in psychopathic traits. And that would explain what they do and how they behave. But it would also mean that they wouldn't necessarily be the kinds of women that you would like to marry, because they will be antisocial kinds of people. So you can see that that would be a problem. Psychopathy is associated as part of the dark triad with narcissism. And so you would expect these kinds of women to have narcissistic traits. They would relish being the centre of attention. They would relish being worshipped. They would relish being regarded as beautiful and pretty. They would relish men simping off them. They would love it. They would feel entitled. They would feel that they should be looked after. They should feel they should be the queen, and you should worship them, and you should absolutely not criticize, and this would trigger them and send them absolutely mad. This is the kind of women that you would expect to be very, very prominent far-right e-girls. Women who were elevated in dark triad traits. Psychopathy, narcissism, and indeed histrionic traits, which is to say, that, as I said earlier, that you relish being the centre of attention and that you will do dramatic things to become the centre of attention. You are an attention seeker. You would not expect such people in their everyday lives to live out the values that they espouse. And indeed, I can certainly say that there is anecdotal evidence that they don't. And that's why it frequently comes to light that a lot of these women have been having, sex outside of marriage with multiple men or whatever. That I want to name anybody, but you all know the cases that we have in mind. That's going to be the case. Because ultimately, these women are attracted to danger. These women are attracted to an unstable environment. These women are eking out a niche in an unstable, dangerous, difficult environment. These women are fast life history strategists. I've looked at this so many times on the show, but I do think it explains so much that these women, you are on a spectrum from fast to slow, fast, unstable environment, live fast, die young. You have to act with lethal force at any moment, no point making bonds because other people could die out at any minute. So this selects for people that are high in psychopathy, that are high in narcissism, that are high in dark triad traits, that are antisocial, and it will concomitantly select for people that are sociosexual because sex might not come again, take advantage of it, live fast, die young. As society becomes more harsher and stable and reaches its carrying capacity, then you have to invest in your offspring. Or they all might die. You can't just have sex and let them see how they survive because they all might die. So everything changes and you become more group oriented, you become more pro-social, you become more adapted to your environment, you invest more in nurture over sex, you become less psychopathic, you become less sociosexual, you become a very different kind of person. But these are people that are attracted to danger. These are people that are attracted to offending people. These are people that are attracted to rocking the boat and to causing trouble. These are people that are self-centred and like being the centre of attention. And these are extreme outliers for women. This is much more normal for men. This is very unusual for women. So it's perfectly obvious that these people are going to be fast life history strategists, and they are going to be therefore sociosexual to an extreme degree probably, and therefore they're not going to be that which they are espousing. They're not going to be anything other than hypocrites. The second thing to take into account as to why they might be attracted to this is the psychology of people who are attracted to extremes in any context. And it has been found that being mentally unstable does indeed render you attractive to left-wing ideas. There are various reasons for this. If you are mentally unstable, you are high in negative feelings, you will feel resentment strongly, and therefore you will be anti anything that embodies power. You will feel a strong sense that the world isn't right, and therefore you will be against anything that seems to embody power. You will feel that you are excluded and you are at the bottom of the pile and have low status, and you will play for status. But because you're mentally unstable and fear a fair fight, you will play for status covertly, and you will do that via virtue signalling about equality and harm avoidance, i.e. you will be left-wing. So there are good reasons why being left-wing is associated with mental instability, but so is being extreme. And because if you are mentally unstable and the world doesn't make sense and it's this swirling chaos, then you deal with this by getting an extreme black and white worldview, preferably one in which you're important and you have gnosis, and then you hold to that worldview. So you would expect being on the extreme right to be associated with mental instability as well as psychopathy. And secondly, because changing your views. So periods of religious extremism, mental instability, but also simply radically altering your views. That is an expression of mental instability. And to some extent, specifically, it's an expression of borderline personality disorder. And this is a condition, it's a cluster B condition like psychopathy, where basically you're highly emotionally dysregulated, you feel feelings incredibly strongly, basically like a child. You're extremely mentally unstable and anxious, and so you're constantly questioning things. And so one of the symptoms of this is that you have no clear sense of who you are. You're constantly questioning who you are and what you're doing. And this will involve radical changes. This will involve radical changes in opinion from one extreme to the other. Frequently, changes in what job you want to do, changes in all aspects of your life. There will be changes in the kind of boyfriend you want. There will be some area of your life that is very, very unstable, where you're constant because you're not happy. So you're constantly questioning whether you're doing the right thing, or you're constantly wondering if you're doing the right thing. And there are other symptoms as well, but they're not as relevant here, such as the way in which people that have borderline personality disorder will latch on to men, idealize them in a very black and white, simple way, so their world makes sense. And then if the slightest thing in them annoys them, they can very quickly de-idealise them, having love-bombed them, and it creates a kind of attachment, a kind of trauma bond, and it's a way of taking control of a man. But that's BPD. So, you would expect some of these women, ask yourself this about an e-girl. Has the e-girl ever been left-wing? Because those women that I mentioned earlier, the ones that are the sort of genetic remnant normal population, religious, conservative, resistant to wokeness, whatever, those kinds of women will have never been left-wing. Those people will just be genetically right-wing. Has she ever been left-wing? And if she has been left-wing, and she has moved over to being on the far right, that's a movement from one extreme to another. And that is associated with mental instability, and that is associated with borderline personality disorder, and that person will be a very antisocial and dangerous woman with whom to live. So, now, this then brings in other dimensions which may be relevant, which is that From the chap I've been corresponding with about this, and just from my own personal awareness, I wouldn't be surprised if, obviously, the genetic dimension to psychopathy, to borderline personality disorder, to mental instability is quite high. It's about 0.5. So these women will probably have inherited these kinds of antisocial traits from their parents. But in addition, you would expect that their parents will have been violent, will have been physically abusive, maybe sexually abusive, and this will augment these traits even further. This will further turn them into fast life history strategists. So this is the next element. Have they ever been left wing? And a lot of them have. And so this is telling you that they are mentally unstable and that you might wish to avoid relationships with such people. Another element may be autism. Again, the women would be outliers. They would have a hatred of change. They would think in a superficially quite logical and mechanical manner. And this would cause them to heavily question leftist ideas. I don't know that such women would necessarily be particularly successful e-girls, though, because autism on its own might mean they lack the charisma to be successful e-girls. But if you add elements of autism to the other traits, psychopathy, sociosexuality, that fast efficient strategy, that sort of thing, then there might be some of them, though I can't think of any examples particularly, that are a bit like that. But then, of course, there's just the fact that if you are Machiavellian, if you are Dark Triad, you might realise that being a far-right e-girl is a specific niche. There aren't many women on the far right because they're such outliers. So if you are one, then there's not much competition. So you can become the top far-right e-girl in a way that would never be the case if you were just trying to be a conservative e-girl or a mainstream e-girl. You wouldn't be able to do it. There's not much competition. So you see a niche and you work out what you have to do to compete in that niche. Now, as things swing towards the right, clearly we are seeing a backlash against woke. You would expect to find intersexual competition among far-right e-girls. You would expect to find them slagging each other off for their impurity in public. You would expect to find them behaving in such a way as to bring each other down, as to destroy the competition. And I've seen elements of that on Twitter of late, which is showing you that things are moving in the direction of the right, that are moving against woke, that there's now enough of these far-right e-girls that they start slagging each other off in their competition for status and money and so forth. But that is their niche. So overall, then, I just want to conclude by saying, you be aware of this. These women will, I'm sure there are exceptions, but these women can be expected, these far-right e-girls, to be mentally unstable, fast life history strategy, rather broken young women. And that's not the case of the ones that are not e-girls, or the ones that are simply far-right women that stay behind the scenes. They're going to be outliers to a much lesser degree, because there's less danger involved, there's less histrionic whatever involved, there's less of a desire for power involved, there's fewer psychopathic traits involved, there's less obviously extreme changes in worldview involved. But it's the ones that have become prominent that we can often expect to be really not the kind of women you would want to get involved with in terms of relationship, and really to live a life that is very different from the kind of life which they espouse. I hope this has been of interest, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?